Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest in the studio, Jamie McAloon-Lambman, the Executive Director of Ingham County Animal Control. Welcome back to the show, Jamie.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to see you again. Rick and I did have the opportunity to see you at your big event in March, and again, we want to thank you for that. But frankly, it's been 6 months since we've had you on the show, and Rick and I felt the need to find out what has been going on with Ingham County Animal Control, because I hear you've been busy little beavers over there in terms of all the activities that you've got going on.
Yeah, we sure are. Yeah, it's a full house this time of year. We're always at peak capacity for animals coming into the shelter and, of course, the cases that we're working on and stuff. So we've been really slammed this year.
Interesting. So what recently has been going on? For example, I know that you've had a number of programs. There was a reward that was offered, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of months back for some abused animals. What's been going on in that world?
Well, it's kind of funny because last night we just put another $500 reward out last night for information on identifying some individuals that were participating in a dogfight behind the M9 party store over on Hillcrest. So that went out last night. So we're hoping that we can identify some of those individuals. But it was a dogfight that was occurring, I believe, on Friday or Saturday night.
And there was probably people that witnessed this to some extent?
Because it was a caller that called it in.
Yeah.
An individual did call it in. Lansing Police Department were really quick to respond. So because it happened sometime between midnight and 1 a.m. And so LPD did respond quickly, and they were able to actually rescue one of the dogs that was left behind, which we have at the shelter and is receiving veterinary care. It was pretty beat up pretty badly. The dog was pretty shocky. But we're hoping that we can get some identification. We know the people in the area know who these individuals are.
Right.
We've got some tips, but $500 we're hoping is going to shake some trees up and get us some information.
Right. Yeah. And I'm wondering, I don't know that the listeners all understand how big the dogfighting problem is in Lansing. How has it been? How has it been trending? Is it around the neighborhood? What's going on out there?
It's pretty prevalent in Lansing. A lot of people say, "Well, I didn't know that." It's not something that if you're not aware of it and you don't know what to look for, you're not going to see it, and it's not in every neighborhood, obviously.
Right.
So we're trying to educate people what to look for so that they can call us. And in this case, you know, they heard the dogs, barking and screaming and crying, and they heard individuals, making comments about you want to get some of this, you want to get in on this, things like that. So they knew something was happening.
Mm-hmm.
When you see people, bringing a bunch of dogs in and out of a house on a frequent basis, or changing the dogs, or you see a number of dogs on log chains in the backyard. No, we don't want everybody to think that anybody who has a pit bull on a chain in the backyard is fighting it. That's not the case at all. But when you see multiple dogs, they're on big, heavy log chains. They're extremely aggressive. They are in and out. They change the dogs often. Then we definitely need to know about where that location is. Yeah, let us know about that location.
Yeah. One little item doesn't necessarily, but when you put them in a series of events, now all of a sudden maybe it is worth giving a call. And can these call-ins be anonymous?
Absolutely.
At least the information doesn't get back to the persons that are being suspect?
Yep, it can. And the caller that called on this most recent case on Hillcrest was anonymous as well, so we don't know who that caller was. I wish we did. Yeah. We'd like to talk to him more. But the anonymous callers can call our tip line, which is the 517-676-8376. That's anonymous. They can call 24 hours a day and just leave the information, and we don't even know who you are. But please, leave a good description of what you saw, where you saw, and when it happened. Mm-hmm. If the dog is in the backyard behind the trees, let us know. That's where it is. Sometimes mm-hmm. they'll just call and say, at this address. We'll look all over the property and can't find the animal, and then find out later on they had a hidden area way back behind the field in the rear of the garage or something, So it's important to tell us exact details.
Funding on this whole Ingham County Animal Control and actually keeping an eye on this type of activity in the community is not all
It's not tax all tax dollars, no.
Yeah, you actually tell us a little bit about
that.
We have a
separate account. It's a donation account that's set up for our animal cruelty investigator. We were cut some officers in the past, and we brought one of the officers back with donations to do animal cruelty investigations. And this officer is predominantly responsible for most of the investigations that lead to the prosecution of the abusers. We are so cut to the bone right now, we can barely get to every call that involves serious injury. Someone's being chased by a dog, attacked by a dog, animals that are in severe conditions, left abandoned in houses. We're getting a lot of those. Mm-hmm. And then with this heat right now, we're just going call to call immediately. And we're taking just serious calls. So animal cruelty investigation takes a lot of time, a lot of work. And, I mean, you can spend upwards of a week or longer on just one case, mm-hmm. you know, to mm-hmm. really make it solid and get it so that the prosecutor files it.
Wow. Yeah. So.
Well, and when you think about it, Jamie, it's just a small part of what it is that you all do over there. It's just a part that, frankly, a lot of people are happy to see is taking place
yeah.
because they don't like to think that people can get away
sure.
with treating animals in yeah. this way. So it is something that a lot of people do show an interest in when these stories are out there. So
they care about what happens to the animals in the community. Even if they're not a pet owner themselves, they truly care. They're very compassionate, and this community has shown that. And our county government has mm-hmm. shown a zero tolerance as well. So that's good. From the officers in the field to the judges, it's been a good collaboration.
Yeah, I love the way Jamie, whether it's pit bulls and your compassion for them, in spite mm-hmm. of the fact every day you meet one at your place being
absolutely,
you know,
abused.
or the public, you could easily get tired of you know, people that are just out of the, you know, realm of like what you and I would expect a human to behave like,
sure.
you know, and yet you have that sense of compassion that keeps going. You look at the brighter side of everyone yeah. and it seems to actually focus your passion towards these efforts. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think what we want to, we really want to be proactive. We really want to do more before it happens, if we can. But unfortunately, so much is happening that it kind of brings
yeah.
us, you know, we're
yeah.
we're spending a lot of time on just trying to take care of what's already happening. But we're still working on those proactive efforts. I mean, we've got an outreach center that will be opening in October, and that's going to be key to an area that we have a lot of
issues
with. Explain
a little bit about that.
It's a community outreach center, and it's located on Saginaw in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and that's an area that we do have some issues in, and we're hoping to do a lot of outreach there, do some humane education in the community mm-hmm. on responsible pet ownership. We're hoping to offer some of the services that we have that a lot of people don't realize because we're in Mason.
Yeah.
You know, 60% of our business is coming out of Lansing, you know,
yeah.
from our complaints and our calls and our services needed. So we're going to be able to do licensing there, microchipping, spay neuter, low-cost vaccinations, food bank, doghouse program, just a tremendous number of things. And there's a lot of individuals that are professionals in the field like yourself that have offered to come in and actually do an hour class with the community members there. So we're hoping to reach these people, and maybe they're going to go out there and be more humane and spread the word.
Yeah, I think that youths growing up, if they aren't exposed to this, like you say,
yes.
you're out in Mason, so what they yeah. see around their neighborhood
mm-hmm,
is not necessarily always reflecting the better side
absolutely.
Of
yeah.
pet care,
yeah.
you know? And so this
yeah.
is a... I can just see kids being fascinated with
yes.
what you have going on there.
Yeah.
Well, and to me, the interesting part of what you just talked about, and I want to ask you about further, is the services that you offer, because that's a big part of what animal control is doing in a proactive way. I've gotten a number of your press releases regarding low cost, whether it's microchipping or spay neuter vaccination. Talk a little bit about what you've done in those realms.
Well, We have a low-cost vaccination program that goes into the community every other month. We go into the community because we found that no matter what services you offer, if they can't get the animal to you, it's no good. And mm-hmm. that's what we found even with spay-neuter. We have a lot of people that really want to spay-neuter their pets. They can't get them to us. So we want to bring the services to them. And while we're there, talk to them about other issues, about you know putting the dog on a leash, taking that chain off that's wrapped around its neck, getting it a collar that fits, talking to them about training the dog. Because if they can train the dog and the dog is well-mannered, they're more likely to hang on to it longer. So those programs are kind of the carrot before the horse to lure them in, and it's working really well. I mean, we're getting a lot more animals licensed, a lot more animals vaccinated. When we do some of the bite calls that we go on when a victim has been attacked or bit, and they're mostly family members that are attacked by their own dog, it's the dog's already vaccinated, and we'll look it up, and they were vaccinated at one of our clinics. So that's a really good indicator that something's mm-hmm. working out mm-hmm. there. Okay, so mm-hmm. now we've got some rabies shots given that wouldn't have been given probably otherwise. Mm-hmm. Spay neuter is another big one, but that also is they don't have a car, or they don't have a crate to put it. The cat in a crate to get it to where they've got to go, or they just can't get up in the morning. And just so many issues keeping them from getting the animal done. And we've got to get those animals done because the reasons for not doing it being financial are not there anymore, not in our community.
Right.
I mean, between Capillary Humane Society and Ingham County Animal Control, there's a tremendous number of sources for spay neuter.
So. Wow. It's a fascinating thing that you do with that. And a big part of what you have to do is the adoption part of it, because
right.
in the
yeah.
end, you end up with a lot of residents
yep.
in your facility.
You sure do.
And frankly, it's got to be difficult to find space for them. One thing I saw that you did to try and make the whole thing fun is you've created a mascot. Talk a little bit about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do have a mascot, and we're really close to giving him his final name, but the decision hasn't been made just yet. But we're really close. And our mascot's purpose was to promote licensing, collars, and tags, because people don't understand it. If your dog comes into a shelter, any shelter in the United States, if it's got a collar or any form of identification on it, it gets an extended time there, which is important when shelters are full, that your dog get as much time there as possible so you can find it. So the mascot is to promote licensing and chip, microchipping, all that sort of thing. We just had a special where we offered $10 microchipping, and my gosh, we were just slammed. People were coming in lines for that.
Yeah.
So we'll do that again. But they can get microchipping at any time for $20, and it comes with national registration, which is really good, because that way you can check your animal 24-hour day.
Fantastic. Jamie, we're going to need to take a quick break, but after the break, we're going to come back and continue the conversation, and we're going to talk about a really unique fundraiser that's coming up with the folks from Pruce Pets right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link.
An ocean of violets in bloom. Animals strike.